This is a recording of Constance Whitlam, now living at Bank House Nursing Home, Randlesome, Bury.
Constance Whitlam. I haven't really any great connection with Ramsbottom personally, but my ancestors many years ago more or less put Ramsbottom on the map. I just put you into the picture and tell you who I am. At present, I'm a resident at the Bank House Nursing Home, Brundlesholme Road, Bury. I lived on Brundlesholme Road for 47 years before I came here 2.5 years ago, and I shall be 85 on Friday. Just to put you in the picture, where our family came from. I belong to the Grant family. Now, anybody who knows Ramsbottom knows the Grants, or should know them, because they did actually put Ramsbottom on the map. We belong to the James Grant, the eldest son of William and Grace, who, as you all know, came down from Speyside many, many years ago and founded the great firm of William Grant and Sons, which flourished in Ramsbottom for many, many years. James Grant was the eldest son, who went back to Scotland after he had finished his apprenticeship, started a mill of his own, and married, had a large family of young children, but came to an untimely death from drowning in the Clyde, closely followed by the death of his wife the same year. Then the orphaned children came down to be brought up by their uncles at Springside, Walmsley. My great-great-grandmother was one of those children, Sarah, the eldest daughter. She married a man by the name of Taylor, and her family took the name of Grant Taylor. She was married from Springside. They also died young and left a young family who were also brought up by their great uncles at Springside. Again, my great-grandmother, Sarah Grant, Jane Grant Taylor, was married to my great-grandfather, Samuel Grundy, of Bridge Hall, from Springside. I often remember Granny telling me how she was taken when a very little girl to see Uncle Daniel on a Sunday afternoon. You will see that Uncle Daniel died in 1855. Granny was born in 1848. So she must have been about 7 when he died. You will see on page 10 that James Grant Taylor, eldest grandson of James Grant, wrote to his niece, Ada Mary Grundy. That was my great-aunt Ada, Granny's youngest sister, who I get my second name from, Mary. So that is who I am. Now, for those of you who don't know a great deal about the Grants, you know, or should know, that they were immortalized by Charles Dickens in his book Nicholas Nickleby as the Cheeryble Brothers. They were both very, very benevolent men and did a tremendous lot of good for the poor and the needy in Ramsbottom and the areas surrounding Ramsbottom. Charles Dickens met them when he was starting Nicholas Nickleby, when he was the age of 27. They, of course, were middle-aged men by that time. And he was so interested and so impressed with them that he made them the Cheeryble Brothers. Now, I'm sure you know what wonderful characters the Cherubel Brothers were. So I always feel very proud that I was related to the Cherubel Brothers. And naturally, Nicholas Nickleby is my favorite Dickens book. Well, of course, you know that in Nicholas Nickleby, the Cherubel Brothers are twins. Well, Daniel and William Grant were not twins. William was 13 years older than Daniel. Daniel was quite a strapping baby of about 6 months old when Willie and Grace and their other members of their family came down from Speyside. James, my great-great-great-grandfather, the eldest, was 16. William was 13. And I think John was 12. And then they had three sisters, Isabella, Mary, and Sarah, I think the other one was called. And Daniel was the baby of 6 months old. Then Charles was born later when they lived in Ramsbottom, of course, or Bury at least, as it was when they first came here, because they lived down in the area of Hampson Mills, because that is where they first started to work before they started their own business in Ramsbottom. William and Daniel lived together at Speyside in Wormsley, and William never married. Daniel married his brother, Charles's sister-in-law, but she died very early on. But Daniel never married again, but remained with William. They also had a house in Manchester, which Daniel was very often there, because Daniel was the representative of the firm in Manchester, and mixed along with all the prosperous businessmen of that generation in Manchester. They were also very great friends with quite a lot of people in the literary world. Harris Nainsworth, who you will know as the writer of the famous book The Lancashire Witches, he was also a great friend of theirs. And Mrs. Gaskell, the clergyman's wife, who made her name with writing that very marvellous book, Camford, all about Knutsford, she was also a great friend of the Grants. Now, John Grant, he lived at Nuttall Hall. Now, you all know where that is, I'm quite sure. Nuttall Park is a very famous place even now, isn't it? And Charles lived at Barwood House. That is now divided into three houses. I had friends of mine who lived in part of that house for a period some years ago. I visited them frequently and used to look at the lovely big staircase and think that my great-great-great-great-grandparents had walked up and down that staircase years ago. Very interesting for me to have those memories. Of course, as you all know, the first house that the old Grants lived in when they went to Ramsbottom is now the Grant Arms. In fact, I think the initials of William Grant and his wife Grace are over the wall even now.